Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Stager.
All right, welcome to High School Hoops. Today we're going to talk about defensive systems. Coach is going to take this one, and then I'm going to interject a little bit into mine.
Well, I would hope you interject because I basically took this from your course years ago and developed mine. So I'm not going to lie.
All right. There you go, Big A. There's my defense. No, everybody knows my defensive system.
No,
anyway.
This is not yours. It's not mine. I took your idea and I made it into mine.
You did. You changed it. Anyway, so before we dive into that, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine. So easy to use. So, I mean, and the reason I like the machine, you've heard me talk about it for a couple of years probably, is not only their customer service is so good, but they're innovative. You know, they're always trying to come up with a better mousetrap, and I think that's great. So mention High School Hoops or Coach Unplugged. They'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want it better. I wish I could tell you the prices haven't increased, but they have. And they're probably going to increase again. So, I got to pay my people is what I'm going to tell you. So, 14-day free trial is still there. I'm letting people kick the tires around, but, it's a great deal. Trust me. You can go on, I won't name other sites, but you can go on other sites and spend $15 a video or $49 a video. And for, you know, half of that, you can get a month of tons and tons of stuff. So go over and check it out. All right, Coach, what are we talking? Defensive system. So go ahead. What are we talking about in terms of your defensive system?
This is an old variation of it. I mean, obviously things would change based on what I've done the last 5 or 6 years. So basically when I decided to create a defensive system, it was like almost creating like a football playbook of how I was going to make my defense extremely complex.
Right.
I learned from you and learned from other coaches that keeping offense simplified and keeping defense complex wins basketball games. I will tell you in 2018, when I was an assistant at the college, we won a state championship because of that. Our offense is very simple and we had multiple.
When you won a state, did you go to nationals?
No, we didn't, which is stupid. Don't even get me started.
I don't understand. So you won state and then you stopped.
Yeah, I don't know how it all works, to be honest with you. We won the state collegiate tournament, Wisconsin
for
Collegiate
JUCO.
Conference. Yeah, for JUCO.
And then it just stopped.
Correct. Okay. But it might be different because we were Division III JUCO compared to Division I JUCO. It might be different. I don't know.
It was just a question I never had actually thought about, and I thought I would ask.
Well, way to throw that one me under the bus right now.
That's not bad. I'm just wondering why you didn't play, more.
Oh, whatever. In 50 years, we never won one. And we did. And 2 years later, they shut down the whole system. So we were able
No one's playing basketball anymore in that system? No,
the Wisconsin Collegiate Conference is now all intramurals. So it is done with.
Oh, really?
Yep.
And that happened this year?
2 years ago. I think last year was the last year. 2 years ago, what happened was all the four-year schools bought all the two-year schools. And so basically they're extensions of the four-year schools. So right now, the one by our house in West Bend where I was coaching, which used to be Washington County, UW-Washington County is now UW-Milwaukee, Washington County. They're a branch of that extension. So.
But Madison College isn't that way, I don't think.
No, that's still its own identity. But all your WEAC schools or your UW schools, most of them bought out all the other two-year schools. Most of them.
Most of them. Interesting.
So like UWGB, they have a couple campuses, and I don't know. That's a whole other conversation.
Okay.
But basically, they realized that there wasn't a lot of money to be made in the junior college system with acquiring these schools. So what's the sense of having it? You know what I'm saying?
Right. And they didn't have football or anything like that.
There's no reality to it. I get it in a sense, but it sucks because it was an opportunity. It's a great way for people to transition into college and play high school, college basketball at a pretty good level. And All right.
So bird walking, nothing like us bird walking. Okay. All right. So defensive system. So go ahead and explain what, and so, I will put, I coach is going to talk about something for people that are watching on YouTube. But people that are listening, he's going to try to describe it as best he can for you. And then I'll put his defensive system down in a PDF on the bottom so you can get it.
No, and your system is ultimately based on the needs of your team. You can't just take somebody's system and say, this is our system. Obviously, you modify it what makes most sense. So we did it by number system with color coordination. So we did it by... If I were to tell you on the left side of my system, I have a court here and I divided it up into 4, 3, 2, 1. Four indicates
in the quarters, basically.
In the quarters, yep. Your four is your full court, anything regarding full court pressure. Okay.
Yep.
And it could be in a zone full court pressure or a man full court pressure. I'll talk about that in a second.
So if it has a four, it's full court.
Yep.
Yep.
So four red.
Yep. Okay.
Three red. Okay. Two red, one red. Okay.
So, and what's red? Red is man to man.
Man to man. So if we were to say red four or have a red and we're yelling four, we could be holding a red card. We could be just yelling red, red four, red four, red three, red two. You know, they know exactly what we're going to do in red. So, you know, forward four would be red, fold court denial. And the four red.
What happens if you have more than one full court man defense?
That's exactly it. So your system ultimately changes. So you have to figure out how you would do that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. This system worked for us for that year. Like, it's not necessarily going to work, or how you decide to do it. Because you'll notice here.
Red was man to man. Blue was even zone.
Green, so even
odd zones.
Yep.
And then yellow was
combo. But if you notice in our yellow, our combo, we still added the 1-3-1 zone.
Right. So combos like box and one, triangle and two. So then if I said blue four, then it would be, I know it's going to be a full court because it's four full court and it's going to be a zone, some sort of zone. You had 2-1-2 there. But then four green, I know it's going to be an odd number front, so it might be like a diamond in one, two.
Correct.
One. Okay.
Yep. Okay. So, and then ultimately, a lot of years, I would not have the diamond, and I would have a 1-2-2. And okay. So those are my variations that I would have. And so that's kind of how I did things in regards to color coding system. And then a little bit, too, then, is like terminology, if I would say on or off guarding the defender off the inbounder, on or off, I want on or off. That's simple than telling them on or off, whether how you wanted to do things based on what the action was, up, is just full court pressure, get up. Lock would be like, I want full disruption of the ball handler. The another one I did not add on here would be what we called at the college called Hawk. And we just yell Hawk, and then that guy would pick up the person from full court, let the point guard get the ball in.
I like that. We do that, Hawk. I like that. Add that when you do this PDF. I like that.
Because
I might. I've always wanted to call for that, but I like that name. Like just something that you're just gonna pick
that's
up.
That's from my buddy Steve. My other buddy Steve. Me and Steve that won the state championship together. We used Hawk all the time. So we would run a lot of zone pressure, and then we'd hawk a lot, where we would really disrupt the point guard or disrupt their action. So we would we'd call hawk. So at this point of the year, we were doing a lot of – we were pushing baseline at this point of my career. So if we were yelling the ball push, that means we're really steering to it. We taught the kids the different push points in our defense of we wanted to push them to certain parts of the corner of the defense. And then backdrop is pressed into a core defense to protect the rim. So it might be we might be out of a timeout. If our zone gets beat, we're gonna drop into a our man to man. So backdrop might be so we might go blue floor into backdrop, which is just man to man defense, or a green floor into backdrop, which is your core defense, your backdrop. So you're dropping into man.
And how long did it take to implement this? And did they have a problem?
I would say that, I mean, this is, I don't even think this is very complicated, but it's still very hard to do. I don't know.
Why do you think it's hard?
Because I think it's asking kids to really think. But I also think if you can really teach them about the quarters and dividing up in the quarters, I think they can figure it out. I think the hardest thing would be if you had multiple zone defenses that you would have out of there. How would you make that work? How would you do it if you had odd zones make that work? You know, where does that really fit into that type of thing? But I think in some retrospects, I think some type of system and how you do it can be really, really a useful tool for teams to use in the course of a game, because they're just, I would say that it takes about 4 to 6 weeks to get it going.
So you're into the season by the time you're feeling good about it.
Yes. So again, a defensive system, some of these things never change. I would hope at your middle school level that your entire red section is something you could start talking about at a younger age. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So some of the system has been taught for several years. Okay. It's one thing if the system never existed, and you know that from building a program, right?
Right.
But there's some things that maybe your yellow might change a lot from year to year, but maybe your blue and green is pretty much the same in red across your entire program. So if you have commonality and longevity within your system, it becomes easier to use. So that's the whole point of making sure if you're the head coach at the highest level, your varsity coach, that you're starting to use some of those systems to be able to put in place. So by the time they're juniors and seniors, they're only having to put other little parts into the system. Does that make sense?
It does. It does.
And so that's the idea of that defensive systems and offensive systems are all based on language and everything is done with fidelity. You have to do things with fidelity. If you're doing it here, you were hoping that the teams below you are doing the similar things in fidelity, so when they get to you, you're not wasting that time or trying to teach them the whole system.
Yeah. And the thing, and I think coach shared a kind of a golden nugget early too, is like, you got to look at your specific, your program and your system. And I like the breaking up of the courts. We do something very similar, not quite exactly the same, but similar in the sense that let them know. It's like you want them to be able to process as fast as they can. So if they know the four series is always full court, they're not thinking that. They just know the four series is full court, or the two series is always half court. Then that leaves their brain open to be able to process, okay, well – what is red, you know, that kind of there.
Right. So, and then
processing,
I will tell you, as we got into this, I would say that sometimes using colors might be actually easier if you start using you know, having numbers too. Like your one
defense. If you're dealing with really young kids, maybe those four colors are just your four defenses or something
right.
like that.
But what I'm saying is like you could get to a point of eliminating colors and adding another number. So maybe all your man defense is one. So you're yelling 41, 31, 32, 31. You know what I mean? Like it's easier on the tongue, you know?
Yes.
If it's blue, maybe your everything that's a blue might be 30, a two, because that's an even number, even front. Green, that could be an odd number. So you might yell 33 or 32 or 31, you know? So, you know, it's all based on – you can change – it doesn't have to be colors.
No, it doesn't.
It can be numbers.
Yeah, it can be numbers. It can be, you know –
I've done out-of-bounds plays with logos before. I mean, I've done all different things. You know, it's – I don't know. It's all about knowing your kids too. So maybe you only create a huge defensive system for your red, your man-to-man. You know,
right. So everything's, yeah. So maybe you're doing only, yeah.
And then your blue, greens, and yellows are a collegiate team or something's easier for them to understand. All right. You know, or, you know, maybe red's got different variations, but blue is just your zone, your 2-3 zone, and your green is just your 3-2 zone. And maybe your purple is your full court, 2-1-2. You know, you can do it any way you want, you know?
Right. I think you have to be able to adjust is what coach is basically saying. You better be willing to pivot. All right. Anything else on this? Coach will put in that. What did we, that hawk. I like that hawk idea. That one guy.
Well, the word hawk, I mean, a hawk is somebody that, right. Is somebody that just, it's a good terminology. I need you to hawk the ball,
right.
Hawk the ball, hawk the point guard. I want you to hawk him.
Yeah.
Right? But you don't even have to say that. You could hawk. Instead of using the word face guard, you could use hawk 12.
Right.
Hawk 13. You could do the player's number.
Yeah.
You like that. You're going to steal that from me.
I am.
That's all good. That's all why we do what we do.
Yep. All right. Thanks, coach.
Thank you.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.